The most recent data on the economy suggests it is rebounding. The group that officially chronicles recessions in the United States hasn't said whether that means the recession that began last year is over. This has some economists saying the process of dating recessions has become outdated. NPR's Jack Speer reports.
The National Bureau of Economic Research has a business cycle dating committee. The six economists who sit on that committee decide when U.S. recessions begin and when they end. According to the committee, the recession we're officially still in began last March. Analysts expect it may be months in the future before the group announces when the recession concluded. Kevin Haslett is with the American Enterprise Institute. He thinks the current system of determining recessions needs to be rethought.
I think that the official recession declaration has taken on an unintended life of its own. And what was originally an academic exercise has turned into something with very sharp political consequences.
Haslett points to the last recession in the early 1990s. The NBER didn't officially declare that recession over till well after it had ended, something many observers believe helped vault Bill Clinton to the White House over incumbent George Bush Sr. Haslett says he favors a system of calling recessions that relies more on indicators such as the gross domestic product, a broad measure of the economy.
GDP revises a lot. It changes a lot over time. So we thought it was, you know, up 1%, but in fact, after we get the revised data, it was down 1%. You know, something like that can happen. But at any moment in time, the GDP number is the best guess that we have.
The NBER has steadfastly defended its methods. Jeffrey Frankel is a Harvard professor and a member of the Bureau's Business Cycle Dating Committee.
For us to make the call now that there was a recovery would be a problem if the recovery were aborted, if for some reason, unexpected reason, the economy were suddenly to turn down. Would we want to declare that that was a new recession? Well, maybe not. Most likely we'd want to declare it was the same recession. So we're going to wait until the answer is completely clear.
The Bureau looks at a variety of things in determining recessions, including monthly employment figures, industrial production data, and wholesale and retail sales numbers. On the streets of Washington, D.C., there are differing views over whether the economy remains in recession. We talked with Susan Cahill and Eric Williams, both office workers, as well as Erica Tong, a college senior.
I think we're actually moving towards a recovery.
The unemployment rates could go down a little bit.
From the standpoint of graduating college seniors trying to get jobs, oh yeah, it still looks like this recession is going on.
Journalists, meanwhile, define a recession as two consecutive quarters in which the economy contracts or goes negative. Bank One Deputy Chief Economist Greg Mount believes the current downturn is too mild to qualify as a real recession.
Recession is a very subjective term. It's based on what no hard and fast rule, and it's subject to how people see the economy further down in the future once we get more data in. So it's hard to say whether or not we're in a recession while it is actually occurring.
Since World War II, there have been 9 recessions, not including the current economic downturn, averaging just under a year in length. Economists believe that when the NBER does make its official pronouncement, it will say the economy began recovering around the end of last year or early this year. Jack Speer, NPR News, Washington.